What is up? It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Gretchen Meyer. Gretchen is an MBA and a CFP. She is private wealth advisor and financial consultant with Pachira Wealth Management. We had an awesome conversation that, of course, started with two truths and a lie. And then we got into finding financial security, finding financial abundance and prosperity, and the realization that you're not going to find it with or through anybody else. It needs to come from within, from ourselves. We can't wait around for somebody to come save us financially. We need to advocate for ourselves and embrace personal agency. We talked about how abundance can be a way of life if we think about it and look at it properly and plan for it. We talked about the importance of goal setting and tracking cash flow and making sure that we're staying on track to actually reach and achieve, surpass our most important financial goals and objectives. Then, of course, we closed with a great difference-making tip. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Gretchen, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
All right. Well, I used to work for the National Football League. I recently joined an all-women's gym to get strong, and I once seriously considered being a sommelier.
Wow. Okay. You used to work for the NFL. You didn't say play for the NFL. You said work. You just joined an all-women's gym to get strong, and you considered at one point being a sommelier. Excellent. Well, these are all believable. And because I have the benefit of LinkedIn, Gretchen, I'm aware that you did, in fact, work for the NFL.
So, oh, come on.
Yep. That's no fun, but I'm going to give away some of my secrets. And I know that you have a focus on planning for women. So I'm going to say that that's probably true. So I'm going to say by process of elimination that you've never considered being a sommelier, or that was the lie.
Wah, wah. Spoiler alert, you're right. You did a great job. However, I do love wine, and I love learning about wine and traveling to different wine regions. So maybe sometime in my future, I will become a sommelier. We'll see.
Yeah. Time will tell on that one. That's interesting, right? Just because I really love wine, which I do as well. Does that mean I want to do that? And I don't even know what that entails. I bet it's quite a bit of work. So I will probably just stick to drinking it. But
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's something that you really enjoy. And is that something you really want to pursue as a work, as a is it a hobby?
Yeah.
Or is it a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
A lot of practical. I mean, certainly I enjoy learning about things. And so if I could be the person who could teach others about wine. So food for thought. What were you doing with the NFL?
So I was a TV producer at NFL Films. Mm-hmm. I learned how to edit and produce the Sunday clips. And I was the producer. I put together the productions back when DVDs were a thing. I do have my name on several DVD cases. And then I moved to the league office in the city, in New York City, and I was a consumer products manager, which we affectionately called the Trinkets and Trash. It is the stuff that people buy, and it was a great job. And I was there when we were developing the women's market, and initially we called it the Shrink It and Pink It. We took men's jerseys, made them smaller, and Pepto-Bismol pink. And we thought women would love that, and it turns out women wanted their team colors and wanted sparkly, shiny things, and wanted an experience for women. So part of what I was passionate about was creating the experience of football for women and creating products that they would want to buy. It was so fun.
Yeah, I can definitely see that as being a fun thing.
I had a 3-foot snowman and a dartboard in my office. So it was a really fun job. I went to 3 Super Bowls too.
Huh? Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. And are you a Buffalo Bills fan today?
No, not at all. Not really a fan of, I mean, I love the National Football League, but I'm not really an avid fan, I'll say.
Okay.
Like watching I like watching it. Yeah.
So that leads potentially nicely into what we're potentially going to be talking about today,
Sure, yeah.
serving and trying to make planning, financial products, financial invest, all this stuff more available to women, something like that.
Yeah. So, I think what comes to mind for me in terms of women, and I think you always ask, what's on your mind lately, right? Kind of an introduction is this idea of abundance and this juxtaposition between financial security and wealth. And in my line of work, I meet with people who are incredibly successful. They've accumulated a lot of wealth, and there's this gap that I've been fascinated with between having money and actually feeling confident. And I think a lot of women, in fact, I was out to dinner with a woman last night who has a lot of money but is incredibly insecure about that. And a lot of this comes from my own journey. And the way I had in the impression of me on in my young life on growing up, and my parents had started a business, so but it was a it, it, my parents went bankrupt when I was in high school, and I had this incredible impression of hard work and the work ethic that they had and building something that they believed in, and yet also the incredible frustration and vulnerability and shame that came with lack of money in my household and the dynamic that that brought as a young person. And then that led to decisions in my young life of security and trying to find and pursue security through someone else and what that was all about. And then I learned that that might not be the best way to find financial security. And then I realized that you can't find security anywhere else but within. And I found that when I got started in my career after the NFL, I was sort of pursuing what happens next. And I went into consulting as as most MBAs do, and then found my way into financial consulting. And in fact, when I was naming my business, Pachira is the name of a money tree. And I was Googling the symbol of abundance, and Pachira came up, Pachira aquatica, and it's the symbol of abundance and prosperity. And to me, that was really what it was all about, is finding peace of mind and freedom and success. And I kind of tied it all together, where yes, my influence actually, believe it or not, came from the NFL, where creating an experience of football for women was sort of the spark. But then tying it back to my journey as a young woman, both a young girl and then a young woman, and then finding success and wanting to deliver that sense of security, purpose, and passion to other women who are interested in building their own confidence and pursuing financial literacy, financial independence, and ultimately financial freedom.
Which is a beautiful thing right there. I wrote down that you can't find financial abundance, prosperity through anyone else, and you probably can't, you need to figure out and define that for yourself too, I imagine.
For sure. Kind of going back to my a little bit more about my journey, where my parents quit their jobs, right? And they started this business, and there was that impression of power that they had and that creativity and that spark there. But the suffering that they had, and I had associated that security with them as expecting that of parents. And that didn't happen, even though they're wonderful and they loved me so much. And then I got married young, and someone who was very successful, and I thought he could provide financial security. And then I found myself divorced in a boatload of debt. And that was the moment that I found that I really had to create financial security for myself. No one else was going to do it for me. No one else was going to support me. And that was an aha moment, and really something that was the best thing that could have happened in my life, that I had to find and build it myself. It couldn't come from anybody else.
That's probably one of the hardest lessons that anybody can learn, but one of the most important that nobody's coming to save me. As much as maybe I think that that's a good idea, or I've been conditioned to think that, or that's what I thought was supposed to happen, but cold water to the face, it's not what happened, and only security that is going to be found is if I'm the person who's providing it.
And I think that there is a lot of women out there who need to hear that, that they need to advocate for themselves. And one of the things I'm most passionate about is delivering agency to women that they can pursue it on their own, and they don't rely on their spouse, they don't rely on their parents, they don't rely on their paycheck, they don't rely on even their wealth. They rely on their themselves, and they rely on their ability to create opportunities for themselves and create sense of security. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. That's the only thing you have control over, really.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Very little to no control over the circumstances of our lives, but complete control over how we think, feel, and respond to them. And to be able to develop that really strong sense of personal agency, and with that comes grit, and with that comes confidence. And I think that those are really human superpowers, because whatever does come our way, if I do lose everything, if there's some kind of a setback, if I need to make a big time change, I have shown myself to be a person who can handle that. And it might not be easy, but I have the wherewithal to do it.
100%. And I think there's a sense that money can provide security. And what is money anyway, right? Money is a resource, money is a tool. But at the end of the day, I think what people, in my experience, are really talking about when they're talking about money is something different. Money is what it offers, really. It's offering opportunities. It's offering it's offering experiences. It's offering the opportunity to give back. It's offering impact. It's offering freedom and security. And so, I do think that agency really correlates to not just the freedom that you find yourself, but it's also the impact you can make on other people. And money is not the thing. Money is what provides what you want in your life. And I think that's something that I've found is so powerful and different about what we do, is it's not just about investing. It's about finding purpose. It's about articulating your goals and then pursuing those.
Money as potential energy, as a tool that helps us to get us what it is that we want, but to not to lean on it as what security is, because things change and it can go away. And then if that's what we viewed it as, then we're probably in trouble, versus if we find security in ourselves and our own abilities, then great, acquire money. Use it to do and have the impact, but we need to know where it is we're going, and we need to know what our purpose is and those greater questions.
100%. Yes, I think that and that's why I go back to the word abundance for me, because money is, even investing, right? Money, or the markets go up and down, and investing is just a sort of tool, But abundance is really a way of life. Abundance is a way of thinking. Abundance can be different things to different people. I've seen wealthy people who have a lot of money feel stuck and not at all feeling secure or confident. And I feel that some people who have r relatively little assets feel completely abundant. And so I think it is this state of mind. It's the way that people approach the world and what ultimately they want and how they're set up for success is really what is it was fascinating to me.
It's so interesting. You've got people that were born into abject poverty who have a challenged relationship with money. You have people that were born to absolute affluence that have a challenged relationship with money. And you've got people that have come from your situation where you had families that accumulated but then lost. So just because you started at a certain place doesn't mean that that's where you're going to end up.
100%. And that's the beauty of it, right? You get to create your life, and money is just the tool to help you get there. I always go back to goals and what you're trying to pursue, because the plan, the pursuit of those goals is ultimately what matters, because money does come and go. You can spend a lot of money, you could save a lot of money, but ultimately, at the end of the day, what is money actually doing for you? It's helping you actually live the life that you want. It's there to create the life of your dreams. And to me, that's what abundance really is, and prosperity, success, all of those things. And it's not given to you. It's not handed to you on a silver platter.
It is not given. That doesn't mean you have to take it, but it does mean you need to do the work and to ask the questions and to think the thoughts and to, and that's not obvious either, because that all sounds good to me, but how do you help people to sort of go on that discovery journey?
You're right. It is a pursuit. It is a creative endeavor with clients. We start with their goals. It's always about what they want, and I encourage them to dream big and to not limit themselves. I think a lot of times people do sort of put this, especially women, I think we put pressure on ourselves that we need to know so much and we need to understand so much before we actually just lean in and just get started. So in the pursuit of our goals, it first is identifying what those are. And then we work through cash flow. Like, where's the money going to come from to serve that purpose? And what are the inflows and what are the outflows? And then, what is it going to look like? What is the probability? We use a financial planning software, but what is the probability of us actually achieving those goals? Are we on track? And in the process of the financial plan, are we on track? And can that give you that peace of mind, so you could sleep well at night? Or are we not on track? And what if we're not on track? Let's course correct. Let's figure out what we need to do today to actually get to that next step. So I think that's so important that, when people think of a financial advisor, they're thinking of investment management, and yes, that's a piece of it. But the pursuit of goals is, to me, what really matters, in creating that financial plan.
Yeah, certainly. If we don't know where it is that we're going, if we've never really defined what success is or what abundance or what wealth is, how will I know if I've arrived there, if I've never
You're right.
defined it? And I can put together an awesome workout program for myself, but if I'm not tracking it or following up on it, then that doesn't matter either. So having goals is one thing, but then monitoring and making sure that what tweaks do we need to make? What changes are required? And am I able to actually make those?
Exactly. And I think when it comes to the pursuit of those goals and having a partner, having a person who's like your gym analogy is perfect, right? Having a personal trainer, having a partner in crime. And I think that's a little bit of our specialty with women, is we can be vulnerable together. I can empathize with them. I can help them, be open and honest about where they are and maybe what they don't know, and maybe champion what they actually do know, and help them really sort of live with themselves of what they actually want and what their truth is, and then help build and create that truth for themselves.
I love it. Well, Gretchen, you've already given us a lot, but we're ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Well, I think the difference-making tip is that financial plan. And when I would say to women out there who are thinking about, approaching a financial advisor for the right time, for the first time, I should say, is not necessarily just about investments. Investments can be scary. But you are the one to create your own reality. You're the one to create your own dreams and really partner with somebody who's going to help you find and develop and create and pursue financial independence and ultimately financial freedom.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on,
All right,
Gretchen.
my friend.
Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Oh, I would love that. We're at pacirawealthmanagement.com. That's Pachira wealthmanagement.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Gretchen your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to PachiraWealthManagement.com. It's Pachira WealthManagement.com and learn more about Gretchen and what she's working on and get in touch and have a conversation. Thanks again, Gretchen.
Thanks again, George. You take care.
And I know that you're going to like the way we close the show. Friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are, so act accordingly.